Hey, it's Beth here. I'm back in the driveway, back in Debbie's driveway. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Beth.
I know. I'm 66.
Hello.
That's a neighbor. 66 Skidoo.
Better than 99.
That's right.
Yeah.
Little worse than 22. Yeah, but it's better than 99. That's a good way to look at it. Okay, it's June 23rd, 2020. This is episode 115. I'm in Debbie's yard, and we have a story for you. It's about a relative of hers, a lady relative, with an amazing story. And I'm dying to hear it. So, Deb, here, talk. I'll lean this out my window. Hi.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Yeah. I'm speaking to you from my driveway. I am the eighth granddaughter, great-granddaughter. So, great times eight granddaughter.
That's what century?
We're talking, she was born... When was she born? Okay, here's a math problem.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
She died in 1811.
Oh, so she was born...
She was 91 when she died.
Oh, my gosh. So she was born in 1719.
Your nuns would be so proud. She did that without paper and pencil. In your head, mental math. And I'm not exactly sure on the date. I know it was 1720 in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
This woman, Jane.
Lane Jane.
Black is her maiden name. Thomas.
What's your name? Thomas.
That's why I'm related. I'm related on the Thomas side.
Your dad's side.
They were British.
Wow.
Yikes.
British.
Brit against Brit. This
oh
we're talking Revolutionary
gosh.
War.
Good. I love that war.
Okay. Everybody agrees on that one, right?
Yes. We love that war.
We're not pulling down.
No. That's a good war.
Good. All right. So she died. Jane Black Thomas died on the 16th of April in the 91st year of her age. Mrs. Jane Thomas was wife of Colonel John Thomas. You're going to hear a lot about him in a minute. She was descended from respectable parents of the name of Black in the state of Pennsylvania. She was a useful member of society. She was a pious Christian.
Cool.
Of the Presbyterian persuasion. The husband of her youth is left dove-like to lament his irreparable loss. Why don't we talk that way anymore?
That's beautiful.
And though old and decrepit, he feels it most sensibly.
Old and decrepit!
Oh, geez. Her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are numerous. They lament their loss. They're consoled with the hope anyway. She was a sincere and spirited Whig. In the year 1779, this is what makes her a patriot.
Yes.
When the Tories attacked the house of her husband to get at a magazine, that's artillery.
Uh-huh.
They had some rifles and bullets, I guess. Maybe they weren't bullets
cool.
then. Powder? Gunpowder. Yes, they
keep
had gunpowder.
Keep it
dry. Okay. In order to get to the weaponry that was in that house, those Tories were attacking, she helped her son and son-in-law by wielding weaponry and guarding the home. They fired on the British assailants. She advanced in front of them. She left her house. She walked right up to them. She knew these people. They were her neighbors.
Wow.
This town was split between loyalists and revolutionaries. She advanced right up to them with a sword in her hand and dared them to come on. They were intimidated and retired. She steadily refused to drink any tea after the Revolutionary War, saying it was the blood of some of the poor men who first fell in the war. Okay.
She's not a teetotaler. Isn't that interesting?
She was until the war.
Till then.
Yes.
Okay.
And she drank only coffee after that.
Way to make a statement.
Now, that's not even the best part.
Okay.
Are you ready for the best
part?
So
she was, let's say, she was 69 when she did that?
Well, let's do the math.
Exactly.
Okay. She was born in 1720, and this confrontation occurred in 1779.
She was 59.
She was an old lady.
She was a very old lady of her time.
According to those beliefs, yes.
Wow, what a... Okay, let me tell... Here, tell me the rest.
Okay.
This is your relative.
Now, her husband and her son were both colonels in the Revolutionary Regiment of South Carolina, Spartanburg or somewhere like that. They had militia. in the summer of 1780, she would have been 60.
Yes.
Jane Thomas left her house in Spartanburg and rode over 60 miles on horseback to the town of 96. There's a national park there now. It was a prisoner of war camp.
Wow.
In 1780. Her husband and son were imprisoned. No, not the son. Her husband was imprisoned there. He'd been caught.
He was 62.
Yes.
Wow.
And her other son died there.
Oh my gosh.
John Jr. So she is allowed to visit her husband and bring him supplies. She was there. Oh, now I'm reading again. She was there to visit her husband, Colonel John Thomas Sr., a prisoner of the British. It was a happy reunion, but a short one.
Why?
This is well written, isn't it?
Yeah.
Aren't you sitting on the edge of your upholstered seat? Not long after she arrived, she overheard a conversation between two Tory women who were there with their husbands. One said to the other, "The Loyalists, those are the red coat kind of people, intend tomorrow night to surprise the rebel camp at Cedar Spring." Cedar Spring is where her home was, Jane Black Thomas. Cedar Spring, the bivouac of the Spartan regiment. That's where they were all camped, including her son, John Thomas Jr. He's at risk. His life is at risk now. Jane Thomas had to warn the men. She waited.
Like Paul Revere.
She's better than Paul Revere.
She is.
She didn't have to. Oh, listen to this.
All right.
This. You tell me later the difference between Paul and Jane.
All right.
All right. I'm a second grade teacher. She waited until first light. Then she mounted her horse. Remember how many miles she's going to ride? 60.
Yeah.
And how fast can a horse go? 10?
That's a lot.
10 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Five hours, 6 hours of hard riding?
We're not done yet.
Anne turned north. In front of her, 60 miles of bad roads, wide streams, enemy troops, and, oh, let me mention Native Americans that are not particularly...
She should be a hero.
She should be, and she is.
To us.
To my grandchildren.
Oh, good.
Okay, but Jane Thomas was motivated. She's got to save her son's life.
Of course she does.
The commander at Cedar Spring was John Thomas Jr., her son.
The very commander?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, of course. If they don't kill him, they're going to take
him prisoner. Mom, what are you doing here?
She's already got a son and a husband in prison.
She's
got
to do it.
She rode hard through the morning and afternoon, stopping only minutes at a time to rest her horse. Finally, at dusk, she arrived. She sought out her son and told him the bad news. Acting swiftly, John Thomas Jr. ordered his men to build the campfires higher and scatter sleeping bags around. Then they hid in the woods surrounding the camp and waited. Suddenly, the light from the flames caught the faces of 150 British and Tory soldiers, and just as suddenly they charged headlong into the camp, shooting and shouting as they came. The trap was closed. John Thomas Jr. gave the command to fire. The woods erupted like thunder. Down went the enemy soldiers one after another, and in a moment, it was over.
That's so cool!
The British and Tories had been completely routed, thanks to the determination of a brave woman and a fast horse.
That is you!
The Thomas family and the men at Cedar Spring exemplify the spirit that made this area great. This must have been from the Cedar Spring Digest.
What a story!
Oh, isn't that something?
And how did you find all this?
My sister-in-law, Jean Thomas.
Gary's wife?
Gary's wife was doing lots of research and discovered we had a female patriot. And I'm like, oh, okay. I wasn't impressed.
She was 60.
She was 60 on a horse. Oh, my gosh.
She did all this when she was, and that was old back then.
Oh, yeah. Decrepit.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Did anybody care? I mean, was she?
I think people were doing their part.
That was just her part.
That was her part.
So she just went on the next day and canned some tomatoes, and that was the end of that.
You know it. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. Can you pause it for a minute?
I will pause. You got a little message?
Scheduled 4 p.m. follow-up call coming in from... Oh, I'm not sure. how long it will take as we're going over all my plan is to come to your house right after. Okay.
Okay, good. Can I ask you a question?
Please.
Do you remember when you met with Diane?
Yes.
She's my, I have this magazine. It's called Home and Bathrobe Magazine. We've been running it for months. We ran it before the pandemic. Can you imagine? She's my editor at large. Because I can't find her. I know. She's never there. But she can't dodge me now because she has to stay home because of the pandemic.
Well, she was one block from that stop sign. She was right over there. I'm talking to my other Beth friend, but her name is Beth Ann. And I look over and I see this willowy, wiry gal.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I know you. I said, are you Beth Webster's friend? She said, yes, aren't you? I said, yes, you know, it's her birthday today. This is cosmic.
It's cosmic.
When you consider this is Corona and everybody's yes. staying home.
Yes.
And for three people connected to Beth Webster, you're one of them.
Yeah, well, that's good.
To conflue in the same moment and the same space of time on your birthday.
Exactly.
And I'm going to see you.
I know. And you called me and it was a phone call that had a picture.
FaceTime.
Did you see my robe open? You did. Oh, you did.
Oh,
did you
people,
see my skin?
There were
oh no. I mean honestly, I didn't know it was a picture thing. I was wearing my bathrobe and it was open. Did you see my skin? Tell me the truth cuz I'll be embarrassed.
You have a full body tan. And everybody that was walking by,
they saw my body.
They
showed them? You showed them?
Oh, of course.
Oh, my gosh. I knew I should have closed that bathrobe.
Desperate times.
You know, that's what that belt is for. I should have closed my bathrobe, but I didn't know we were talking
on
speaker.
You were out on the street with us. You were on Wilderness Drive.
I was naked on Wilderness Drive.
I said we're having a three-way, but I didn't realize.
That I'd come prepared? In my birthday suit? In my birthday suit.
I wondered why the children's eyes were covered.
Yeah, I wondered why people were screaming, and then I looked down.
Sunscreen. No, it's just about
sunscreen. Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't
okay.
that the weirdest thing, though?
It was.
It's almost like a message from the universe.
You know what? And I'm out here, and it's not even hot.
And
it's
I haven't,
a beautiful
well,
day.
I pre-sprayed, but I haven't slapped one
not
bug.
Not one bug. Okay, so do you want to say goodbye, or do you want to say any more about Jane? Is there a statue to her?
Actually, there's a statue with her son's name on it. At one of the state battlegrounds in South Carolina, now I can't remember which, but we did a pilgrimage last April.
Is it near Spartanburg?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, well, you know, he was held prisoner 60 miles. Cedar Spring is kind of like a suburb of Spartanburg.
Oh.
So at Cedar Spring, there is a little stone, what would you call that thing that has words
yeah,
on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's
a historical marker?
Yeah.
All right.
And it mentions their name, and there is a big, bigger one with their graves with a little fence around it.
I got to go see it next time I go.
And then the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, have put a plaque because they were patriots in the American Revolution. And it's quite unusual to have a female patriot, so that's my claim to fame.
It's awesome.
8 times away. And then they kind of moved away. They moved to Illinois. I always thought my roots were Illinois. They go south.
And then they went to Illinois. I wonder why.
Land.
Land.
Mm-hmm.
You were a farmer?
My grandparents.
Didn't I tell you that that's...
On both sides farmed.
Do you know that Diane Renner, that person that you just met, she is from Illinois and a farm.
I know where she lives now. She told me right where she lives.
Yes.
I'm going to go and I can say, can you milk a cow?
She, you know, she tans the same way you tan. And she's your same coloring.
But
she gets dark brown just like you do. I think you're from the same clan. I do. Aren't you German?
And Swedish.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Swedes first.
Yeah. You never mentioned German, but I had a funny feeling. Yeah.
And
I had a funny feeling.
We were watching Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Oh, of course.
And
it's great.
All about Vikings.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it with my little grandson, Jack.
He's adorable.
I say, Jack, did you know you come from Viking blood?
He must have loved it.
Oh, now I got to get him the hat with the horns.
Yeah, you got to. He's got that going for him.
Oh.
He's such a little hero. He's the one who wants to be a fireman. Remember?
And they're going to be there next door on July 12th if you want to come and
Yeah, I do. I want to see him.
The beefcakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the firemen?
The firemen are coming with their truck.
Why? For a birthday?
Yes.
For, we can't have parties. For your baby?
No, next door.
Oh, these guys. Oh,
those
okay.
Guys, but they've invited
you should invite Will.
I should invite all of them.
Yeah.
So the 12th is a Saturday. No, Sunday.
Okay.
The 4th is a Saturday.
Okay. Hey, we got to say goodbye.
We'll see. Okay. So long.
Okay, bye-bye. Let me see if I can figure this out.
Get on your ponies and ride.
Was I really naked in that?
No.
You didn't? I want to stop. Oh, it's because...